This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma, 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that dump truck driver Ryan makes $69,000 a year. Yes, Gabe, are you okay? Are you just, you're like dying from the heat of the sweet potato taco. And by the way, for all of you who texted in the recipe, I'm working on a blog post on the website, so I'll send you the link to that and you can all go grab that. But okay, while Gabe recovers from sweet potato mash tacos, here is Jill in Kirkland. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary. Really appreciate that. And all we know about you right now is that you are a vet.
Correct, a veterinarian.
A veterinarian, not a veteran. Okay,
Thank you. Good to know.
Correct. That's cool. And I think this is going to be really interesting because there's a lot of aspiring veterinarians out there. So this is good. Like, I have no idea what a veterinarian makes. Do you guys, Gabe, Captain Ron?
No.
No.
Okay, we're about to find out. They're doctors. Here we go. All right, so Jill, we're going to put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we'll play a song. You know, we're going to think everything over. We'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. Sound good, Jill?
Sounds great.
And a vet in Kirkland, no less. Woo. All right, Gabe, can you speak?
My tongue feels large.
All right, so Gabe with a swollen tongue is going to kick it off here. We got 1 minute on the clock. And your mark, get set, and go.
Jill, how long have you been there?
I've been at my current position for 5 years.
How long have you been a veterinarian?
25 years.
Why'd you switch jobs?
I opened my own solo practice. I work out of my house and I perform Eastern medicine, chiropractic, and acupuncture. So I've started doing kind of a specialty.
Wow.
In holistic veterinary medicine.
Do you deal with insurance at all, or is it out of pocket for customers?
It's out of pocket, and I just send them an invoice if they want to get reimbursed.
Ah.
Do you make a lot more than you did before?
Yes.
Huh. How many clients do you have actively working right now?
How many clients?
How many clients do you have?
I see about 6 clients a day.
Are you the breadwinner?
I am.
I had a question about how many people work at your practice, but I didn't have enough time to get it out.
Dang it.
All right. Well, we did learn some things, and that's a really interesting twist, too, like a career turn there, Jill. That's fascinating. All right. I dig it. Guys, if you're listening, you think you have a guess, go ahead and text it to us right now, 253-642-WOLF, and make sure you put your name and where you live on that text, because we use your text as our guesses. That's how this works. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Jill is going to share her salary as a vet next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Jill. This is really interesting. She lives in Kirkland, and she's a veterinarian, but not a traditional vet. At least she used to be. Gabe, you got more on that?
Yeah, she's been running her own practice out of her home for 5 years, but she's been a vet for 25 years. She does take patients' money out of pocket, but they can take the invoice to their insurance. She makes more than she used to. She sees about 6 clients a day, and she is the breadwinner.
Okay, I got to go first on this one. And listen, I'm thinking because she doesn't deal with traditional, like, insurances. I mean, yeah, that's on you. She's taking cash out of pocket. She's got 6 clients a day. She's in Kirkland. It's a high money area. I'm going to go with Cashmere and Kamado Island. She comes up big for me sometimes. With $163,693. This is her own practice. I think she's doing great. Gabe, over to you.
I'm going rogue today. A number popped into my head earlier. I don't know if it's intuition or the hot sauce is going to my brain, but I'm going to go with 124.
That really rocked your world, didn't it?
Yeah.
You got a swollen tongue. Now you're having visions.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, Captain Ron.
I'm going to go a little bit lower just because now she owns her business. She has more bills. I think she's taking home a little bit less. But just for right now, it's going to pay off a little bit later. But Marcos and Auburn specifically called me out, so I'm taking it. We're saying 86.
Ooh, yeah, I like that when you texters call out one of us like, hey, Gabe, I want you to use my guess.
Yeah.
That's good. You guys can do that. All right, 86, 124, and 163. Those are our guesses, but it really doesn't matter. We don't know how much you're making as a veterinarian, Jill. Time to share your salary.
100,000.
Oh!
Boy, you guys are going to have to do the math on that. It's pretty close between the two of you.
What was your guess, Ron?
86.
Oh, it's Ron.
So, Jill, you said you were making less as a veterinarian before you went the holistic approach and opened your own practice?
Right.
What were you making before, if you don't mind me asking?
That's the whole
it depended because I was on kind of a commission type of basis. So it was all over the place, which wasn't very fun as far as not knowing what you were making. But I wasn't doing exactly what I loved doing, or I was doing maybe 50% of the holistic type of practice and 50% of more traditional practice, which is vaccinations and that type of thing, which as a holistic veterinarian, I really don't do. And now I'm doing where my heart leads me.
Was it commission based on like surgeries that you did or just number of patients that you saw?
It was pretty complicated, actually. They had a specific amount that you would make as far as percentage of surgery and then percentage of like medicine that you sold or vaccines that you sold. So it was really motivating you to try and sell things. And that's why I wanted to get away from it, because it wasn't things that I felt that animals necessarily needed. You know, I think that in this day and age, we over-vaccinate our animals, and that's a big moneymaker in traditional practices. And I think that that's a lot of causes for some of the things that I'm seeing in seniors as far as autoimmune diseases, arthritis, cancer, et cetera. Mm. And I'm trying to get away from a lot of this traditional medicine because as a holistic vet, I really believe that natural and feeding whole foods and staying away from things that are highly processed not good for animals. So I teach people. I was a nutritionist before I was a vet, so I teach them how to feed their dogs.
Jill, everything you're saying applies to human beings too, and most people don't recognize that. It's like you go to the doctor, they get incentivized to give you a medication. They get incentivized to give you a vaccination. They get paid to give you those things versus when you go to somebody who's actually trying to fix the problem, like what Jill's trying to do with animals, then they might do things a little bit differently. Like, here's a Band-Aid for the problem. No, stop doing the thing that's giving you the problem. So humans
Absolutely.
Are the same way. I got to say that
Absolutely.
I'm surprised you guys don't make a little bit more.
Yeah.
I thought as a veterinarian, you'd be definitely six figures. Or you are, but like above that.
Well, I'm kind of in a semi-retirement place, and I'm not working as much as I used to. So obviously, if I was at a place where I was seeing more clients and I had staff, I don't have any staff. I just work me, myself, and I, and I do everything. So it just keeps it less complicated. When I had a clinic and I had a bunch of staff, that was probably the first thing when I sold that clinic was I don't want to have any more staff members except my CPA and a bookkeeper, just because the management thing was not my gig. And even though I had an office manager, it was just really one of those things that I didn't do well. And I was in it for the animals and not for the other stuff. So
really,
gotcha.
Really
gotcha.
Quick,
hold
before
on.
We let you go, do you want to shout out the name of your practice?
Yeah, it's J Squared Healing. You can look it up online, jsquaredhealing.com.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're getting text people say, hey, I want to take my dog to see this, this lady. Because what you're saying is makes a lot of sense for animals and for people. So we just, in fact, switched Jude to a chiropractor who's more like what you're talking about than the traditional, like you go in and crack and pop type thing. So anyway, Jill, hold on 1 second. We want to chat with you more, but we do have to move on here because we have blind karaoke to get to next, guys. Yep. Highlight of the week. Here we go. It's myself versus Ron. Gabe gets to pick the songs. And I think after that hot sauce affliction, you just put on her, she might be leaning in my favor. That's all I'm saying.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.